Hi, it's Neil Endicott here from Mindfulness-Based Tennis Psychology. I'm going to give you a very brief explanation of what Mindfulness-Based Tennis Psychology is, and then we're going to do a short guided meditation, which will give you a practical introduction to mindfulness and a real sense of how it can help your mental game. Mindfulness-Based Tennis Psychology is going to be useful to you if you get depressed or agitated on court when you're not playing well, if you get nervous before and during matches, and if you tighten up on the big points. It will boost your concentration, enhance your accuracy, and enable you to play in the zone more often. Mindfulness is all about learning a new way to respond to your experience, your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. Very often in life, we respond habitually to our experience with patterns of thinking which are unhelpful and draw us away from our present moment experience. In tennis, we're more likely to play to our potential and to play in the zone when there's a minimum of thinking going on. Now remember a time when you were playing in the zone. Were you thinking hard about what shot to play? No. In fact, you were in a state of flow, an optimal mental state where all the tennis skills, knowledge, muscle memory, and instinct that you've developed in your life so far were being channeled in the present moment. Thinking didn't come into it. So you can't think your way into the zone. The more thinking you do on court, the less likely you are to get into the zone. By developing mindfulness skills, you're simultaneously developing your ability to play with flow, to play in the zone. Mindfulness teaches us a way to disengage from unhelpful thinking. We can't actually get rid of thoughts in the mind, because it's in the nature of the mind for thoughts to arise and pass again and again. What we can exert some control over is how we respond to those thoughts, and whether we engage with those thoughts by thinking about them and entering into an unhelpful conversation with ourselves. By practicing mindfulness, you can learn how to disengage from the internal conversation so that you can just leave naturally occurring automatic thoughts to come and go as they will. So let me give you a simple on-court example. Imagine that you're in the middle of a rally mid-match. Your opponent hits a weak shot, very short, setting you up for an easy put away. But for whatever reason, you slam the easy shot into the net. Now you can't stop the initial frustration and negative reaction that you'll have, because no one wants to miss an easy shot. So a thought like, how could I miss that shot? Or, you know, whatever expletive heavy phrase goes through your mind, that's totally normal. It's what happens next that's important. Do we start a conversation with ourselves, negatively evaluating how we're playing, criticizing ourselves? This is a pretty common thing on the tennis court, even at the highest levels of the professional game. Mindfulness teaches us how to let go of that conversation. With regular practice of mindfulness meditation, you'll find that you no longer react to a negative thought on court. And over time, you may even find that the initial negative thought that follows a mistake just doesn't arise, or if it does, that it's much less strong than it used to be. Now, the first two meditations in the Mindfulness-Based Tennis Psychology course establish the basics of mindfulness practice, which is important before moving on to the tennis-specific meditations later in the course, which teach you techniques to deal with negative experiences on court. You can download the course from the website tennismentalskills.com. But for now, we're just going to try a short introductory mindfulness meditation to give you a flavor of what mindfulness is all about. So, we're going to take about 5 minutes to do this, and you'll need to find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. So, taking a seat on a straight back chair, something like a kitchen or dining room chair should work well, and sit away from the back of the chair so that your back is in a comfortable, upright, self-supporting position. Sit with your legs uncrossed, with the soles of your feet on the floor, about a hip's width apart, and place your hands together in your lap. If it feels comfortable, you can close your eyes. And now bring your attention to the physical sensations where your feet make contact with the floor, tuning in to whatever sensations you feel in the soles of your feet. Not thinking about the feet, just feeling whatever sensations are there. Maybe a sense of warmth or coldness, tingling perhaps, or numbness. It doesn't matter what you're feeling, you just tune in to whatever's there, not trying to change anything. And now shifting your attention to the sensations in your body where it makes contact with the chair, in the thighs and buttocks. Tuning in to that sense of connection, the precise physical sensations. And now getting a sense of the body as a whole sitting here. And now coming to notice the fact that you're breathing. Bringing your attention to the gentle rising and falling of the belly. Not trying to change your breathing in any way. Just letting it be as it is. And watching it going in and out in an ongoing cycle. Just this breath coming in, just this breath going out. And you may find that you get distracted from the breath by thoughts. Maybe thoughts about the past, memories or images, or thoughts about the future, planning, worries, fantasies. And whenever you notice that you've been distracted by thoughts, just acknowledge that and very gently bring your attention back to the breath. You may experience many thoughts in the course of this short meditation, and that's quite normal. It doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders. Every time you notice the mind has wandered, just acknowledge where it's gone and bring your attention back to the breath. If you like, when you notice you've been distracted, say silently to yourself, "There's thinking," or "There's planning," or "There's worrying," and then gently escort your focus back to the breath. This process of noticing when the mind wanders and repeatedly bringing the attention back to the breath is a form of mental training. With practice, you'll get better at noticing the wandering mind, and you'll find that your concentration and awareness improve generally in your life and on the court. And now, just continuing to follow the breath on your own in the silence. And now bringing this meditation to a close.